Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I want to remind everybody, I'm super excited about this. Stop number two of our Tolo Brew Crew Tour is happening in downtown Fort Worth, Ben.
Fort Worth.
The folks of the 817, the good party people in the 817, will be joining you Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. I have a feeling we'll stick around longer. I'm thinking to as a way to like entice my wife, we may take Roxy and Maggie, our dogs. Our boy, ooh, Jake Vielma, and is like, hey, man, your kids and your dogs are welcome at Hop Fusion. It's a great spot. And so I'm thinking of bringing the dogs. They always got a good food truck out there. It's going to be a great outdoor environment.
Oh, that'd be great. I could bring my dogs and they could run off.
Bring Barkley.
Oh, man. That's a great idea.
Hey, speaking of, but by the way, you can find all the information at 1053thefan.com/brew, I think. But right now it's time for this.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach killing knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, aka the Cherry Whisperer.
No, keep going.
Now trending in Ben.
Thank you. Saw this story on my timeline last night, and I was like, oh my God, we got to talk about this. Very sad story that gets us into the good part of this story. Let's start with the sad part. A teenager who's just taking his dog out for a walk in New Orleans gets robbed and shot to death.
Yeah,
this is on June 25th.
It's a violent city, man.
This sucks, man. All he's doing is taking his dog for a walk, and that's really, really brutal. His name is Renard Matthews. He was 18 again. And a neighbor described him as a nice young man. He loved football and basketball. His favorite athlete was Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
And this is where the story ramps up. Okay, so let's just first say thoughts and prayers with the family. Very sad. This is unfair. Sucks.
Hope we get to see Uncle Drew.
Couldn't imagine to be in their shoes. Now let's move on to their next decision.
Way to bring trending down,
Ben. Well, if you just let's get past the sad part on to the next thing.
Shippy, do you have any details on this guy?
Did he get to see Uncle Drew before he died? This Kyrie's great
Shippy
in that movie.
What's up?
KT had a question.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm sad.
All right, Ben, back to you. Shippy's not really that
no,
sad.
No, he's sad. Yeah, he is. He's sad.
It's hard to function right now.
So, anyways, they decided that they wanted to celebrate his life by having him embalmed and placed in a stance that was really typical for him. He was seated in a chair, wearing a Kyrie Irving jersey and sunglasses, with a PlayStation controller in his hand, facing a television, playing the Celtics. He was flanked by Doritos and some sort of Barg's root beer. He had those little Debbies. They're like white with squiggly chocolate lines.
Oh, zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes, yeah.
Those are good.
So good.
Okay, so video games, sunglasses, Doritos, and squiggly cakes. How much weed was also sitting by him?
He said the funeral home where this wake was held is accustomed to doing these types of requests. This is the somebody at the funeral home. They say, one time we stood up a deceased drummer from a grassroots band at a drum set.
Oh, man.
They also hosted the 2014 wake of Miriam Maymay Burbank, 53, who posed with a beer, menthol cigarette, and an ashtray at a table. She's wearing, everyone's wearing sunglasses, of course. So she's just, looks like she's just not right, and she's at a table. And she's having...
Oh, do you have a picture of that over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to come look over your shoulder.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's immediate reaction.
So, this is all about wax museum life, right? Like, these kind of look like wax figures. That dude. Go back. What socks was he wearing? How would you describe those socks?
I mean, I think
those are Kyrie stance socks.
The biggest travesty is that he didn't have A&W.
There's another one. I don't think that's the biggest travesty. It's definitely
what kind of Doritos?
Discussion.
Top five travesty.
Yeah. I mean, there's another one. Renato Garcia was dressed as the superhero Green Lantern for his 2015 wake.
It's kind of weird.
And, you know, his body is just not looking its best. It's dead right now. So it's not going to be as taut as normally might be. Victor Perez Cardona, 73, was honored inside the taxi cab he used to drive. He put him in there, put his hands on the steering wheel, and like, do you think this guy, he drove a damn cab. You know how miserable that was for him? He doesn't want to like go into eternity as a cab driver.
No. He was actually happiest when he didn't have to deal with his family. So the taxi cab was a great escape from having to hear all the bitching back home. It's like, I got to go work, everybody. There's just too much complaining. Oh,
so these are all people who have laid out plans for after they die. And then, isn't that a little dark? Like, I don't have any type of plan besides the three songs that are in my underwear drawer that must be played at my funeral. But other than that, I have no plan. Isn't it kind of dark to just, like, have plans for that? Especially that guy's at a young age.
Is it dark or is it just realistic?
I think it's realistic. The only plan I have at this point is I got to make sure I've planned out my own murder so that my wife can collect on the insurance policy.
Right.
There's a few more places I want to play golf-wise before I check out.
You got to be sure to tell me when, because I don't want to do it too early.
No. I have very specific instructions.
Okay. Because I
appreciate you being on board.
There's been
that.
A couple times I've had the scope on you, and I've had to go, wait a second, today's not the day.
But that was just fun and games. Yeah, yeah. This is legit. This is when it's time.
So
trying to get more of the house paid off.
I started thinking about this, and I was just thinking, if you wanted to go this way, how do you think you would go? Or, you know, because Kavanaugh was talking about wanting to go illegally get a taxidermist to go ahead and get him all
stuffy.
Stuff him up, ready to go, and then let him just sit down in a chair in the living room.
Right.
You know, and just look like he's always there.
Okay, that made me think of this. What about taking it one step further? What about standing up and kind of having your hand on your chin like you're observing and putting it right by where your wife sleeps? So you're constantly just standing there observing whatever's going on in bed.
I would just like to, if I pass away, I would like somebody to put me at the base of my bed pointing at my wife. So I'm pointing at her. Yeah, I mean, you could do the Fortnite
pointing
thing. Yeah, pointing at her, judging with this dead look on my face. Are you sure you want to do that? Should you be doing that?
What about being on all fours with your head in the toilet?
I'm going to put me on a crapper looking at my phone.
Shippy, where do you want your dead body to be?
I don't know, probably in Uptown somewhere.
Shippy's at a table at Citizen.
That club douche getting bottle service.
Oh, that's so
just have your wallet out, paying $300 for a bottle.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's not. What about you, Skin?
I think it'd be real nice if they would just leave me on a tee box.
Yeah,
like standing up, holding my driver, and everybody when they come up, they immediately look into the next fairway to the right, just as a tribute to see where my slice is going to go.
I think it's the least the Mavs could do is to keep you on the broadcast. Just go down to you and Shed at halftime. Shed's like looking at you, all concerned and sad. And
poor Harp has to sit next to a corpse the entire game. Yeah,
gotta just prop you up next to Shed and have someone going, well, Shedder, what'd you make of that? All that action out there. See that halftime act?
I'm holding a chicken. I'm wearing a chicken express shirt.
Wheel him down at halftime, and they're like breaking parts of his body when they're wheeling him back up to the broadcast desk.
Dude, what if KT? What if for his dead body, he could be standing on stage with the Dave Matthews Band, holding a fiddle, taking the place
that
of Boyd Tinsley?
That would not be something that I would covet, especially in this climate.
Well, I just feel like, you know, it's maybe some of our other traditions are stupid. I mean, we're looking at how we treat people after they die. You know, because who's to say that, you know, and I heard Kavanaugh talking about this. I agree to say, yep, makes perfect sense. Dig a hole, put them in a box, put them in the ground. That way we don't have to look at them
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't put the boxes in there. Just put the body in there and let it turn into fertilizer, right? Think about how green that grass would be.
Ain't a bad idea. Yeah. The boxes are expensive, too.
No doubt.
Do your family a solid. Don't make them pay for it.
Is it really fair of somebody to wish this on someone? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very odd. I think about how hard it is to process death, and especially for young people.
Right.
How are young people supposed to process... Oh, yeah, there's my big brother playing video games into perpetuity in that Kyrie Irving jersey. And doesn't it just kind of, I don't know, those things are not important. The Kyrie jersey, the Barg's root beer, the taxi, you know, any of this stuff, the woman eating a mint, drinking or smoking a menthol cigarette, maybe that's the reason why you're getting propped up at a table. Maybe you shouldn't have been smoking the menthol cigarettes. I mean, I don't know that that's like, hey, we're going to have him at the table cutting his steak with a murder knife that was used to kill him. And why? What are we doing here? I don't think any of it makes any sense at all. And I'm not going to judge anybody. Get over, you know, the death however you can. It's hard to get over, but this all seems terrible.
Here's what we should do with your body. We should embalm you.
Yeah.
Have you sitting down and place you at a youth baseball park at 8 a.m. in Mesquite.
Okay, I love round. Baseball.
Thanks, Jeff.
Here's what I want. I don't want to be propped up. I want to be cremated. Uh-huh. And then I want my ashes to be snorted by Eddie Van Halen. To me, that'd be awesome. Think about how great that'd be. You get cremated and then your ashes turn into the greatest guitar hero of the 80s.
What?
He's playing Eruption and then just does a giant rail of your body.
The whole purpose of your existence was to get inside Eddie Van Halen?
His nose. It was actually Valerie Bertinelli, but I'm taking second place. That'd be great if your favorite rock and roll guitar hero snorted you after you died. That's like a classic rock always does great. Think about how many listeners have a dream of that. Be awesome. Hold on, turn it up, Shippy. This song's beautiful.
Eddie's about to take a rip.
Look over and Michael Anthony's pouring a bottle of Jack Daniels on his head as Eddie snorts up your remains.
They have a credit card. All right. That's
now, up, Ed.
That's now trending in Ben. But before we get out of here, KT, I understand you went on a trip to the zoo. What happened?
Man, did I ever. The zoo happened yesterday, Ben. I've never been to the Dallas Zoo, okay? I went to the Fort Worth Zoo, like field trip style, in like second grade. Never been to a zoo in my life, okay? Besides second grade, you don't remember that, right? Mm-hmm. So as a 30-year-old man, I said, let's go to the Dallas Zoo. I've heard great things about it. So as I sat there with nothing to do on a Sunday, I decided to go on a solo mission to the zoo. Just me, my best friend Dos Equis. They let you drink at the zoo now. It's great.
Oh, that is great.
And my number one thing that I would say, and I support all local zoos, the summertime's probably not the best time to go to the zoo. It was so hot.
And those animals are so miserable.
They're so sweaty.
Now, the spider monkeys are awesome, and you cannot convince me, no matter what your religion, that we did not come from monkey into man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can do incredible things. They can tightrope. I mean, these guys are awesome.
Were they flinging poo?
There were five of them. There was one, too. They weren't flinging poo, but there's another type of monkey. They're called gibbons.
Yeah. Gibbons? Oh, okay.
ZZ Top monkeys.
There's five of them. So four of them are sitting there together, and they look like they're puff passing. And there's a fifth one who's kind of a prude and doesn't want to get in on the smoke, and he was off to the side. So then you discover the tiger exhibit. I didn't see it. I think it was there. I didn't see any bears. I didn't see any lions. I saw some penguins.
Nice.
I was most intrigued, and I took a bunch of videos of it. If you want to check out at KT Fun Tweets from yesterday, I posted all my zoo videos, is the inside, okay, air-conditioned. The reptile room.
Ooh.
And I'm not a snake guy. I fear them greatly. So here you are, a venomous snake next to a non-venomous snake in another cage. But one time we get to this green tree snake, or it was a green viper. And the door opens from the back, and a guy that works for the zoo, just like without any, like, he just opens it up. Okay, so I'm sitting there going, oh, what's he doing? And he's got a stick. And at the end of a stick, he's got a live mouse.
Oh, you got to see him feed?
Yes.
That is
I couldn't
hot.
Believe.
Did you roll tape on that?
I've got it. It's amazing. A venomous snake, and
it's
the
like
guy just drops it, and the snake looks up like he knows the guy, and he's like, oh, yes, sir. Thank you for delivering my mice. And then he sure enough, slowly puts the mouse in his mouth and slowly just starts to, the jaw gets bigger. Oh. And you see the mouse just start sliding down.
Did you tweet that one?
Yeah.
That's kick ass.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, if you go like at KT Fun Tweets, just scroll through. I did live tweeting of all the amazing things at the Dallas Zoo. I'm going to do a tour of the Fort Worth Zoo. I hear the Fort Worth Zoo is a top five zoo in the nation.
You might have missed. So, they took the bears, they moved them to a different part of the zoo. They're all hanging out in hot tubs drinking margaritas on a different part of the zoo.
Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe we'll go around the wildlife.
But the monkeys were stars. You know, there's another thing that's kind of disturbing to me. I'll hustle here. Is when they're describing a lot of the animals, they've got a big board there, and it's telling you if you want a fun fact, you're gonna learn a little bit, and they'll put the status. And on a lot of them, it says status declining, and you're sitting there going, I'm looking at the last parrot, aren't I? There's the last flamingo. There's actually flamingos are doing well, but I think they're all gay, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was fun time with the zoo. Fun time.
Dude.
I like the idea of every week KT reviewing a new zoo.
I do too.
I'm going to go to the Fort Worth Zoo soon.
I do too. I was thinking about Slingin' Poo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start a new Foo Fighters cover band called Slingin' Foo.
Oh, I like
guys in on that.
Yeah.
And we all dress up like the monkeys, the group.
Yeah. You can be Michael Nesmith. Yeah. You can be covered in liquid paper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.